But we're going to continue with this seminar. I'm not going to do much review today. Yesterday we were talking about setting goals and what it takes to be a successful church. We were also talking about what it takes to be a successful pastor. And then we identified the fact that goals can change. Every time we receive direction from God, and we begin to obey what He says, those instructions are leading us to the next step in God's will. And when we are ready, God reveals to us the next step. And that will always require change. We then began taking a look at God's warning to pastors. We took a look in James chapter 3. And we learned how that teachers and pastors will be held to a higher standard of judgment. The reason is because our teaching has the ability to guide Christians in their walk with God. If we are teaching error, we lead our church members into that error. And we found out that a fountain cannot produce salty and bitter water. That fountain represents the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He desires to release within us rivers of living water. This includes the living water of God's Word. As a pastor, I have a responsibility to rely totally on the rivers of living water. But if I am teaching bitter teaching, it did not come from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit cannot produce both sweet and bitter water. That's why it is so important for me to rely totally on the Holy Spirit as He guides me through God's Word. We want to continue looking at the warning God gives to pastors. Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. God is extremely concerned about what pastors teach their church. And God is watching every single church. The pastors in every church. And the leadership within that church. He is paying very close attention to every single service. And He is watching closely what we teach. In Jeremiah chapter 10,
katika kitabu cha Yeremia 10,
let's read verses 20 and 21.
Wacha tusome fungu la 20 na 21.
My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
Hema yangu imetekwa nyana, kambi zangu zote zimekatika. Watoto wangu wameniacha na kwenda zao, pia hawako. Hapana mtu atakaye nitandikia tena hema yangu na kuya tundika mapazia yangu, kwa sababu wachungaji wamekuwa kama wanyama, wala hawakuuliza kwa Bwana. Basi hawakufanikiwa na makundi yao yote wametawanyika.
When he says the pastors have become brutish, it means that the pastors are esteeming themselves much too highly. And the pastors begin to see the people as their own. They're no longer seeking God the way they should. But they're doing whatever they think they should do. Whenever a pastor does what he thinks he should do, and is not seeking God for direction, he is abusing the people in the church. And God says his tabernacle is spoiled. You can be a pastor and have a beautiful church. But if you have become brutish, God sees the church as being spoiled. He sees it filled with rottenness. Because what is being taught to the people does not line up with his will. What is being done in the church is not according to his direction. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter
23.
Jeremiah chapter 23.
Jeremiah sura ya 23.
And begin in verse 1.
Na tuanze kwa mstari wa kwanza.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
Ole wao wachungaji wanaoharibu kondoo za malisho yangu na kuwatawanya, asema Bwana. Kwa sababu hiyo, Bwana Mungu wa Israel asema hivi juu ya wachungaji wanaowalisha watu wangu. Mtawanya kundi langu na kuwafukuza, wala hamkwenda kuwatazama. Angalieni, nitawapatiliza uovu wa matendo yenu, asema Bwana. Nami nitakusanya mabaki ya kundi langu katika nchi zile zote zilizowafukuza. Nami nitawaletea tena mazizini mwao, nao watazaa na kuongezeka. Nami nitaweka juu yao wachungaji watakao walisha, wala hawataona hofu tena, wala kuwafadhaika wala kupotea hata mmoja wao, asema Bwana.
In verse 1, he says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep.
Katika mstari wa sama, anasema, wa kwanza, anasema, ole wao wachungaji, watawaharibu kondoo ya malisho yangu na kuwatawanyisha.
That word destroy presents this image.
Iyo mambo kuharibu inaleta picha hii.
Of bringing something or someone to a place of desolation.
Ni en margo longato tikele e kamakor okiare karketo.
This is what God is talking about.
Ma egima nyasaiwe.
A person gets born again.
Kangato onyoma nyen katoa.
They have been brought into the pasture of God's household.
Okel ngat machalo kamano e kweth mar od nyasai.
But then a pastor begins teaching the people things that they should not be taught. And as he's teaching something that should not be taught, he is leading them away from the pasture of the Lord into a place of desolation. Meaning he's leading them away from true fellowship with God and teaching them things that cannot produce true fellowship. In verse 2, he says that the pastors have not visited the people. That word visited does not mean go to their homes and visit them. It comes from a Hebrew word that means this. To inspect and review. To care for and look after. To chastise and correct. To deposit into. In other words, the pastors have a responsibility to care for the sheep of God's pasture in the same way that a shepherd in the natural cares for the natural sheep. He says the pastors are not ministering to the people the way they're supposed to minister to the people. They're more concerned about themselves. They want to look good in front of the people. They want to look good in front of the other pastors. They want to make sure that other people respect them and who they are. They're more concerned about their own image than leading the people in their church to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. In other words, these pastors are operating out of pride. And God has warned in His word that pride goes before destruction. Think about what happened to Lucifer and why he was cast out of heaven. Pride was found in his heart. And that pride led to his eternal destruction. Pride is the absolute worst thing that any pastor or Christian could develop in their life. Now turn to Ezekiel 34.
Ezekiel chapter 34.
Ezekiel chapter
34. Ezekiel sura ya 34.
The 34th chapter of Ezekiel is a message from God to pastors.
Ni ujumbe wa Mungu kwa wachungaji.
For the sake of time today,
kwa ajili ya muda leo,
we're not going to read the entire 34th chapter.
Hatutasoma hiyo sura ya 34 yote.
But I strongly encourage you,
lakini ninawahimiza,
to take the time and read this entire chapter.
Mchukue muda na msome kitabu cha Ezekiel 34 yote.
We are going to read just a few verses.
Tutasoma vifungu vichache tu.
In Ezekiel 34,
katika Ezekiel 34,
begin in verse 1.
Kuanzia mstari wa kwanza.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat. Ye clothe you with the wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
Likanijia kusema mwanadamu toa unabii juu ya wachungaji wa Israeli toa unabii waambie naam au wachungaji Bwana Mungu asema hivi ole wao wachungaji wa Israeli wanaojilisha wenyewe je haiwapasi wachungaji kuwalisha kondoo na wala walionona najivika manyoya mnawachinja walionona lakini amwalishi kondoo wagonjwa amkuwatia nguvu wala kumwaponya wenye maradhi wala kumwafunga waliovunjika wala kuwarudisha waliofukuzwa wala kuwatafuta waliopotea bali kwa nguvu na kwa ukali
And then in verse 10, read this.
Na tena katika mstari wa kumi, usome haya.
Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them.
Mstari wa kumi, Bwana Mungu asema hivi. Tazama mimi ni juu ya wachungaji. Nami nitawataka kondoo wangu mikononi mwao. Nami nitawaachisha hiyo kazi ya kuwalisha kondoo. Nao wachungaji hawatajilisha wenyewe tena. Nami nitawaokoa kondoo wangu vinywani mwao. Wasiwe tena chakula chao.
In verse 2, God has said, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
Katika mstari wa pili, Mungu amesema toa nabii kinyume cha wachungaji wa Israeli.
He's talking about the shepherds of Israel or pastors who are abusing the congregations.
Anaongea juu ya wachungaji wa Israeli ama wachungaji wote ambao hawafanyi kazi jinsi Mungu anavyowahitaji.
And he says, prophesy against them. What you need to understand is this. As I stand here and read these verses of Scripture to you, as I share with you what God is saying to the pastor, this is God prophesying to you. This is the word of God unto you this day. And this warning is going forth to every single pastor who is attending this seminar. If you are abusing the flock, if you are not doing what is right before God, if you're more more concerned about looking good in front of everybody else, the hand of God is against you this day. And you are going to stand in judgment before Him for what you're doing. You will not escape this judgment if you do not repent. As of this day, God is moving against you. And you are going to face greater difficulty than anything you've ever faced before. Because God's word will not return void. And His word will accomplish everything He sends it forth to go accomplish. These are not the words of some American preacher. This is the word of Almighty God to you this day. You cannot disrespect God as you pastor His children. God has given serious warnings to the pastors. And I want you to see something interesting. In Ezekiel 34, verses 13, 14, and 15. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord.
Nami nitawatoa katika watu wa mataifa, na kuwakusanya katika nchi zote. Nami nitawarudisha katika nchi yao wenyewe. Nami nitawalisha juu ya milima ya Israeli. Kando ya mifereji ya maji na katika mahali pote pa nchi panapo kaliwa na watu. Nami nitawalisha malisho mema pa juu ya milima na mahali palipoinuka pa Israeli. Nitakuwa zizi lao. Huko watalala katika zizi jema. Nao watakula malisho mema juu ya milima ya Israeli. Nami mimi mwenyewe nitawalisha kondoo wangu, nami nitawalaza, asema Bwana.
As I am standing here, the Lord is speaking to me. And here's what he has to say.
Na ili ndio jambo ambalo anasema.
There are pastors in this seminar
kuna wachungaji katika seminar hii
who have been abusing the people in their church,
ambaye wamekuwa wakiwa ni kama kutukana watu katika kanisa lao.
He is going to give you a season to repent.
Anaenda kuwapatia muda ya kutubu.
And if you do not repent,
na usipotubu,
you are going to suffer great collapse.
Unaenda kuanguka vibaya.
Some of you are going to see your churches close.
Wengine wenu mtakuta makanisa yenu yamefungwa.
But out of God's mercy and grace,
na kuna nehema na rehema ya Bwana,
He is giving you this opportunity,
anakupa nafasi hili,
to repent and get right before Him.
Ili utubu na urudi kwake Bwana.
I do not know how long this season of mercy will last. But He is giving you time now to repent before Him and get your life and your ministry lined up before Him. Praise God. In 1 Peter, we will be coming back to Ezekiel in just a moment. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to read some verses. We just read how God told us that he is going to feed his flock and cause them to lie down. Notice he said he will feed his flock. He does this through pastors who are submitted to him. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verses 1 through 4, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Na wasii wazee walio kwenu, mimi niliye mzee mwenzi wao na shahidi wa mateso ya Kristo, na mshirika wa utukufu utakaofunuliwa baadaye. Lichungeni kundi la Mungu lililo mwenu kwenu na kulisimamia, si kwa kulazimishwa bali kwa hiari kama Mungu atakavyo, si kwa kutaka fedha ya aibu bali kwa moyo, wala si kama wajifunuliao mabaya juu ya wachao wao, bali kwa kujifanya vielelezo kwa kile kwa lile kundi, na mchungaji mkuu atakapodhihirishwa mtaipokea taji la utukufu ile isiyo kauka.
We read in Ezekiel that God said he would feed his flock. And we know he does this through pastors. Here in 1 Peter, we see the instruction to feed the flock of God which is among you. The people in the congregation of our church, this is God's flock. I may be the pastor, and I may refer to them as members of my church, but they are God's flock. They belong to him. He has called me to be a pastor, to be a servant unto him, and minister to the people that have put their faith in Jesus. I am to feed the flock of God. It is not my flock. And he says, if I am faithful to this, the chief shepherd shall appear, and I will receive a crown of glory. In the Greek, the word shepherd is the word poimen. The word pastor is the word poimen.
Pastor, give your Greek, you know what poimen.
The word chief shepherd comes from the word archipoimen. That means that Jesus is the pastor to all the pastors. This means I am to be in submission. To the authority of my pastor. And if my pastor tells me to do something, then I am to be an example to the flock
lazima niwe mfano kwa kwa kondoo
of total obedience to the chief shepherd.
Kwa kutii kikamilifu kwa mchungaji mkuu.
That type of obedience means that on the day of judgment, I will receive a crown of glory. Not just a crown of life, but a crown of glory from Jesus himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want that crown. And so I must be very sensitive to the leading of my chief shepherd. Now turn back to Ezekiel 34.
Ezekiel 34.
And look at verse 4. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And look down in verse 16. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment.
Mstari wa nne, wagonja hamkuwatia nguvu, wala hamkuwaponya wenye maradhi, wala hamkuwafunga waliovunjika, wala hamkuwarudisha waliofukuzwa, wala hamkuwatafuta waliopotea, bali kwa nguvu na kwa ukali mmewatawanyisha. Nao wakatawanyika kwa sababu hapakuwa na mchungaji. Wakawa chakula cha wanyama mwitu. Wakawa nyika. Watakawa nyika. Kondoo wangu walitangatanga katika mlima yote na juu ya kila kilima kirefu. Naam, kondoo wangu walitawanyika juu ya uso wote wa dunia. Wala hapakuwa na mtu aliyewauliza wala kuwatafuta. Basi enyi wachungaji, nisikieni neno la Bwana. Kama mimi niishivyo, asema Bwana Mungu, kwa sababu kondoo wangu walikuwa mateka, kondoo zangu wakawa chakula cha wanyama mwitu wote, kwa sababu hapakuwa na mchungaji wala wachungaji wangu hawakuwatafuta kondoo zangu, bali mchungaji walijilisha wenyewe wala hawakuwalisha kondoo wangu. Kwa sababu hiyo, enyi wachungaji, nisikieni neno la Bwana. Bwana Mungu asema hivi: tazama, mimi ni juu ya wachungaji, nami nitawataka kondoo wangu mikononi mwao, nami nitawaachisha hiyo kazi ya kuwalisha kondoo, nao wachungaji watajilisha wenyewe tena, nami nitawaokoa wakondoo wangu vinywani mwao, wasiwe tena chakula chao.
This is very similar to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4. Turn over there to see this.
Nini inafanana kabisa na kile ambayo Yesu alisema katika Luka 5.
In Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19.
Ni katika Luka 4 mstari wa 18 na 19.
Jesus said the following.
Yesu akasema haya.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Roho wa Bwana yu juu yangu, kwa maana amenitia mafuta kuhubiria maskini habari njema. Amenituma kuwatangazia wafungwa kufunguliwa kwao, na vipofu kupata kuona tena, kuwaacha huru waliosetwa, na kutangaza mwaka wa Bwana uliokubaliwa.
What we see in this passage is Jesus fulfilling what God said back in Ezekiel
34.
Jesus is the chief shepherd. He is the pastor of all pastors. The Spirit of the Lord is supposed to be on the pastors the way it was on Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord wants to pour out an anointing upon the pastors. For us to preach the gospel to those who are spiritually lost. To minister His peace to the brokenhearted. To minister by power to see people delivered from the hand of destruction. To minister healing to those who are physically inflicted. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, to let people know that no matter who they are or what they've done, God says they are acceptable unto Him. He says that He receives you as His children. And that He loves you in the same way that He loves Jesus Christ. This is what we are supposed to be doing as pastors. But too many pastors are focused on themselves, doing everything they think they should do, and they are worried about their image before people. The Lord is telling me something else. Some of the pastors attending this seminar, he says, you have become too focused on other churches. You have become too attentive to what's happening in other churches. He says, you have been looking at other churches and wishing you could be like them. That you have wanted congregations like their congregation. And you've wanted ministries like they have ministries. And you want buildings like their buildings. But God wants you to know this day. You are exalting buildings that are empty. They may be filled with people, but they are empty of my glory. They are empty of my presence. They are empty of my anointing. You are esteeming that which does not bring me glory. But I say unto you this day, get your eyes upon me. Focus upon me. And my glory shall fill your church. And you will have what I declare. And you will be a haven of rest for my children. I, the Lord, speak to you this day. Do not look to others, but look unto me, the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When things like that happen, I don't plan it. I don't plan it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look in Matthew chapter 7. We're going to take a look at this chapter in more detail later on.
Matthew
But in verse 24, he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Basi kila asikiae hayo maneno yangu na kuyafanya, atafananishwa na mtu mwenye akili aliyejenga nyumba juu ya mwamba. Mvua ikaenyesha, mafuriko yakaja, pepo yakavuma, zikapiga nyumba ile, isianguke, kwa maana msingi wake imewekwa juu ya mwamba. Na ile asikiae hayo maneno yangu asiyefanya, atafananishwa na mtu mpumbavu aliyejenga nyumba yake juu ya mchanga. Mvua ikanyesha, mafuriko yakaja, pepo yakavuma, yakaipiga nyumba ile, ikaanguka, nalo anguka lake likawa kubwa.
The Lord is showing me something else.
Mungu ananionyesha jambo lingine.
He says there are some of you,
Yakobo, kuna wengine wenu,
who wish you had better clothing to wear. God does not measure the effectiveness of a pastor by what he wears. He measures the effectiveness of a pastor by how much of his glory the pastor is clothed with. He says, don't you worry about having the best clothes. Don't you worry if you don't have suits and ties. He says, you wear what you have. And you mean it. And you minister my word and my truth, and my glory will be your clothing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just read Matthew 7. Yes. God is showing these things to us in His Word. And it's not because He's trying to be harsh, but He's wanting to bring correction where correction is needed. Because He wants all of us to be ready as a pure, spotless bride for His glorious return. As He is delivering His word to us this week, He is wanting us to receive it, bring correction in our lives where needed, and then continue to walk on the path of righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to take a break right now. Everybody stand. Say this with me. Jesus, I love you.
You are my Savior.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
And it is the joy of my life to serve you. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you at 11:15.
Hallelujah.